Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com. And save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today. Warning. This game's setting revolves around an active Middle East combat zone and contains references to extreme violence, graphic content, and other mature themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? The craziest body that could ever be. So turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. My atonement has come. My atonement has come. That ain't the way to have fun.
Iconoclasts, a campaign of horrors modern and ancient.
Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume and the cigarette you're smoking. Don't scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
Okay, so based on my notes, it is April 11th. Mary is en route back from Germany having, and I quote Daniel here, learned magic and has special powers. I'm looking forward to how that goes. We've got the three in Baghdad at the museum. Warner is training Humint. I say in air quotes because that's mechanically what you're doing. I'm not sure actually how you're training in Humint. Learning local cultures or...
Yeah, I think we said he was out watching people and learning
customs. Yep. And yeah, which would make sense. I mean, there's definitely a market for that.
Trying to actually gather human intelligence.
Correct. So who do we say that leaves? Captain Dan, Landry, and Nasser, is that right? Or is Nasser Landry?
It's Nasser, yeah, it's Landry. Those two.
Who took my papers? They were right here. What did I do? Put them in the book.
And Al Rabini.
These guys are at the university.
So where would you guys like to start? Because really...
I would like to start with the bit of intel that you were going to give us when you were sober.
Right. We'll get to that. I want to... Okay, we can start there. We said it was Captain Dan and...
Landry.
And Al Rabini.
Okay. So each of you take one of those unless, you know, you want someone to take all of them or whatever. But I need to know where those three are on April 11th.
I would assume.
When did they meet with the Peshmerga?
The Peshmerga meeting was the 8th. So.
Oh, OK.
Just so a couple days ago.
I would assume that Tech Sergeant Al Rabini is basically held up in the in our little field base, just trying to monitor SIGINT.
So Al Rabini is in the trailer.
He's okay. SIGINTing.
Perfect. Got that. Captain Dan.
Captain Dan, I think you said he was out trying to scout equipment or...
Procure transport.
Yes.
Okay.
Trying to find local transport.
Captain Dan is around. He's learning local intel. Perfect. And that leaves...
Landry.
I think he'd probably be still working on the social aspect of Peshmerga there at the base, if anybody's left there. Maybe...
So you press, is Landry pressing flesh? Is he, how is he going about that in a very broad sense?
Yeah, I would say he's seeing what assets are available. I would guess he was probably be looking into the tech that they required, that they wanted for trade.
Okay.
So how, you know, how about what they might have to offer as far as assets?
So I would say you could probably either be doing that from in the trailer if you're doing it from a technical sense. If you're doing it from a sort of social gathering, looking at what you have available, you're probably out and about, you know, looking at what's available on the base and trying to make friends there. So really one of those two, basically.
Yep.
We actually did have one question.
Yeah.
The base that we're on.
Yes.
Is this, are there American forces here as well as local?
It is a coalition Air Force base. So yes, you're going to have, that's one of the things here, like pressing the flesh here actually could work. I mean, you're going to have, it's going to be difficult. I think it's primarily run by the Iraqis. I can double check the book. But there are American forces here. Obviously there would be Peshmerga. There would be, you know, it's not that hard to, you know, you've got refugees coming in that are being waved farther south. So there's a lot that you could do, just sort of, you know, start making the contacts. Kind of like what Spencer did last time. So Landry now knows Haseem, who he paid money to contact the Peshmerga. So you could go talk to Haseem specifically.
How much did he pay him? I got to take that out.
He gave him $100.
Oh.
But he gave him the money to speed up the process.
Correct, yeah. But it means Haseem is more than willing to know that there's a cash flow there. Hey, what else do you need? Might cost a little bit more this time, but... So you can definitely be, you know, sort of private military contractors are probably nearby if you want to start establishing those. So that's kind of what I'm trying to get is are you pressing the flesh and using social skills? Are you using technical skills? Are you using bureaucracy skills?
I think based on what he's already done, yeah, he's probably pressing the flesh with social skills.
Okay. So that sets it up.
Okay.
So that leaves... Al Rabini.
Yep.
The bat phone rings.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of Jennifer.
She's unavailable at the moment.
Fucking brilliant.
God, it's the CIA. Maybe we did get this.
Who the hell are you?
Just Sigint.
You're just Sigint.
Yeah.
Male. There are a couple of male options.
Tech Sergeant Al Rabini.
Yeah, the crypto analyst. Yes. Just what every random group that has no basis in, being here, would just definitely have. Whatever.
I feel like you've already given this what you're getting ready to give us.
You told me I didn't, so.
Yeah, I didn't think you did, but okay.
I don't give a shit, frankly. Jeff can edit. He can choose the old one or this one. Doesn't matter. He'll make it work. Still looking for bodies.
Yeah.
But I figured I'd toss Jennifer a bone.
Okay.
She was looking for unique circumstances that might play into what you're looking into whatever you're looking into, whatever bullshit black ops you're doing, making your millions. April 7th, there was an attack on an Iraqi armored platoon. They were changing positions under cover of darkness near, I'm gonna fuck this up, Qayra, Qayyarah. Now, ISIL was blamed for this, but what I find interesting is that the 12 crewmen of the tanks were reportedly flayed alive. I feel like that might be of interest to Jennifer, since she can't come to the phone. So how's it going on getting my dead terrorists?
We've made some connections here locally.
Bullshit.
To get some positions on, guys.
Perfect. I'd like one soon. Thanks. The phone hangs up.
Okay.
She said, I'm pretty sure I didn't give that to you already.
You did.
You did.
Because there was a questioning of how they were flayed alive, if they could have closed up the tank. And you said it happened faster than they could close up the tanks.
You told me I didn't give you the intel. So there we go. Jeff can choose which version he wants to edit.
Good evening. Due to a lack of professional recording equipment, Jeff would like to introduce his new voice for his editor's notes. I am Jeff Bott. The last time that Grady went through this information, he was pretty inebriated. So, I figured I'd include this, just in case something was missed.
It's also the same day that the Tigris River Bridge was destroyed, cutting off Mosul supply lines.
Although I do appreciate tank puree any day.
Sounds like there's a couple that are ripe for acquisition.
Those things got drainage. You just stick a hose in them, turn it on, come back a day later. It's fine.
Ready for repurposing.
Cool. Are you able to give us a reminder about the tech that the Peshmerga were actually looking for?
I can, yeah. But, like, they're just... They have social intel. They don't have anything. You know, they're low on equipment. Yeah. I mean, even communications equipment. Like, weapons, obviously, would be very useful. I'll look and see what the details are, but...
We were thinking, with all the technical skills that we have on the table with this group, though, that they probably have the capability to set up some type of infrastructure for them. Given the right equipment for surveillance or monitoring or what have you. So,
yes, you get the sense that signals intelligence is not something they have from a technical equipment standpoint. So, I mean, like encrypted phones, access to, you know, troop movements, you know, anything that you could pass on. They're going to like the technology that they can do themselves more than passing of the intel.
So it makes them reliable.
Yeah, I meant like, is it feasible for Rabini to set up a communications network for them to better be able to communicate?
Setting up a communications network yourself might be difficult. You might be able to tap into an existing one and give them an open feed. The legalities of such might be difficult. But a hacked laptop could fall into their hands and have access to... Coalition, you know, you get that they probably have coalition intel, but you know, you could definitely do that. What they're probably looking for is, like, they want to communicate with their guys in the field circumspectly, you know.
So, like, I remember watching the first season of Jack Ryan. Mm-hmm. They set up a communications system through an existing MMO.
Yeah.
And I mean, if we could lay the groundwork for that they could use.
If you could give them something that they don't have, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? If there's a way to secure that in a way that's useful, a way to make that faster than what's useful. I mean, these guys in the field are using freaking, you know, WhatsApp and Facebook to communicate strikes. Mm-hmm. Like, so if you can give them something more, if you can give them better global positioning, if you can give them, you know, more secure messaging, they're not going to like it as much as like military grade stuff, but it is something you could offer on the table for sure.
I think there's an extra crate of M4s on base. We'll just snag it.
I mean, that is an option.
Yeah.
You also start dancing on the lines of what is legal versus illegal.
Yeah, we're real worried about that.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Things get lost in the field all the time.
Right?
I'm less worried about making it all the way to Nuremberg. Just saying. Jeff dropped the nuke.
It's an option.
Just hand it to him. Run in the middle of Mosul. We know you'll figure out what you need to do with it.
I mean, all those artifacts were underground. We could call in an airstrike.
Provided there's nothing in the house that we need. Yeah.
Avoid the pool.
Yeah, it's really easy to
do. We know what's in the house. Guys that want to kill us.
Okay, so how long are we looking at before people start getting back?
Like I said, I'm ready to move on to the next day, mm-hmm. whenever you guys are. I mean, you could spend some time researching it if you're like looking for existing options. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it's bureaucracy if you want to ask for equipment that then you would give to them.
Right. Need to know what to give them before asking for it to give them, right?
I think weapons would probably be a safe bet.
Yeah.
Communications equipment. Obviously, we're going to have phones, encrypted phones, probably for us at least.
Well, yeah, we've got encrypted sat phones. Who has good bureaucracy? I imagine it's...
Nasser's 70%, so...
Not Captain Dan.
Yeah, Nasser's got the best
bureaucracy. He's the negotiation man.
Mm-hmm. Well, then Al Rabini would look into determining the best local assets, and then we could have Landry negotiate for them.
Sure. I would count that as a SIGINT roll.
Fuck. Lot 2 under 80.
Nice.
Okay, that's going to take you a day or so, but you could offer them, some sort of technical capability, you'd have to install it on their phones. You may not be able to do it on all their phones, but the network would support a more secure sort of chat messaging system. You're going to install fucking, what's the...
Signal.
What's the text message thing where it like it disappears after 30 seconds or whatever?
Snapchat?
Well, okay, fine. You're going to give them Snapchat. It's not what I was thinking of, but...
Signal's the one that's supposed to be encrypted, right? That's what they sell it as.
Well, encrypted, but it's just that they don't keep track of it.
Yeah.
You're going to set up a personalized SMS system that you can call whatever you want. Ghost or whatever the Peshmerga call their book.
The Wi-Fi pops up and it just says Peshmerga on it. Okay, cool. Well, that's what we want
to
do.
You would probably have to deploy manually, though.
Like, we would have to meet with them, and we would have to give it to them. Yeah.
One by one.
Yeah.
Plug in the phone, hook it up to the laptop, upload the software, etc.
I doubt you want to publish that on the App Store.
No, I don't want
a little side hustle.
No, I don't.
Top secret Kurdish app only.
I just don't want to pay 30% to Apple. There you go. We're doing this shit manually.
Anything else or on to the next day?
Big tech. No, I think that's all that I want to do from that aspect. Are you looking into weapons or no?
Yeah. So I can do a bureaucracy rule, see if I can, while I'm schmoozing and boozing on the base.
And you were specifically looking for?
Weapons that we could accidentally lose to repurpose for other means.
Okay, give me a second. Let me figure out what I'm going to do.
Fell off the back of a truck. What can I say?
These are dented.
Half off.
Suck it out of a hose. Suck it out of a hose.
The crate says M4s, but all we found were watermelons. All right, let's make this bureaucracy roll. See if Nasser's still got his swag. That is 34.
Under what?
Under 70.
You'll probably need to say that to the mic.
That is 34 under 70.
Okay. So you spend some time sort of talking and looking.
Little box of grenades. Huh.
Weapons are obviously incredibly closely monitored. You get the sense that you kind of face two problems. Getting a hold of them probably isn't that hard. How long till somebody notices? Because like you feel like you could probably find your way to walking in and making a crate of weapons disappear. But depending on who's monitoring those weapons and whose weapons they are, now if you can find the right people to make the right things disappear, it might last a lot longer.
So I've got a 40% in demolitions. Could I stage a possible accident?
Sure. That's going to go well.
I mean, could we fake requisitions to get what we want transferred somewhere and hijack it on the way?
That's definitely an option.
So we got the weapons. It's just covering the paper. We have the weapons, but covering the paper trail will be difficult.
And I mean, you could also theoretically request it from Gwyn, too. But who knows how long it would take for him to come through. See, you could, there are private military contractors around. Obviously, the Coalition has stuff.
Goodbye, yeah.
There are options there. But it's just a question of when you get that, how long until somebody notices and how long until they trace it to you.
Just go ask the private contractors what kind of weapons they have for purchase.
They got better weapons anyway.
Probably. Ooh, what if we could just get, like, night vision goggles?
Yeah, I'm sure they're available.
You get the sense of night vision goggles would be easier to make disappear.
And probably tech.
I'd say thermal would probably be better.
Whatever. Whatever works.
They probably got night vision. That's pretty common.
Moving on to the 12th then.
Just teach them trench warfare. Just dig a hole and then keep digging.
I mean, they have been fighting for like 50 years, so they probably know more than we do. Especially in this area.
Mary arrives back from back in Iraq today. So Mary lands at the base. I need Hastings to make an Akkadian roll.
Pass. 53 under 63.
Ooh, nice. So Hastings is there with... who else is there? It's...
Kazim. And who else?
Jennifer.
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 Okay.
Who has no archaeology, by the way.
I say, yeah, because Hastings is the only one with archaeology, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Hastings begins working with the tablets, and you know, you've been sort of trying to sort and read and understand. It took you a couple of days to start preparing the translation. I'm going to presume translating from Akkadian is incredibly difficult.
Nah.
That's super easy.
She's fluent. She's got a 63.
It starts out with, "Hey, bro." What you begin to find is that you're having an issue right now in terms of the translation, because either the tablets aren't in order, you can't ascertain the order of the tablets, or there are tablets missing. And it's probably a little bit of all of the above.
Yeah.
You can you think you can figure it out, but it will take more time. It's a little bit like just randomly opening pages of a book and reading a paragraph. Trying to get it to make sense is difficult. So you can read it, what they have.
So refresh me. This museum has no idea what they have.
Correct. They know that it's Winds Unknown to Adad, and they know kind of what it is. But with the war and everything else, things are it's a fucking shit show.
Right.
So that's the problem, is that, you know, you're having to walk over and go, wait a second, this clay tablet is in Akkadian. Is this it? Is this page 12? You're trying to figure out how to put it in order. It would take, perhaps as if your character might have failed some rolls earlier that has caused this situation that you have not passed yet. So
right.
It would take more time. It's doable, but it's going to take more time.
I know we're supposed to find more of this at Rassam's, and he's supposed to have a more complete collection.
That is what is presumed.
Yeah.
You could get some pieces and parts, but it would, like I said, it's almost as if you're reading paragraphs. It's going to be hard enough because you don't know if you have all the clay tablets, so you already have to try and establish an order, but you're also trying to analyze context in an order that you don't know what the order is.
Right.
Could we narrow the search just for, like, Father of War and try to pull that out? I mean, that paragraph then would be out of context, yes, but we might get information within those few sentences that can be translated.
Correct. I may give you some snippets if that's what you want. If she just says, fuck it, I'm leaving, then I will give you some snippets for your time. But I'm not, if there are three paragraphs to give you out of the book, for example, you're definitely not going to get three paragraphs worth of information.
So beyond figuring out what these tablets are, can we think of anything else that we could get out of this museum?
Not unless there's anything else here with hypergeometry on it.
I mean, if Hastings works here to organize this for the museum for a few days or whatever, that's more than they had before. That's worth something. If they don't want to play ball, Hastings can take her notes.
Yeah. Was the Throne of Blood specific to the Father?
The Throne of Blood
of War as well.
Because, yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it, but Glancy does mention in this that between the Second Iraq War, ISIL, and everything else, several world organizations spent years collecting 15,000 stolen artifacts from the Baghdad Museum, which I've got to imagine trying to put back together is sheer madness.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to think, what was it? In the timeline that we're playing, like, the American occupation or whatever has been, what, a few months? I don't remember quite when they went back, but
I mean, so it says that it was from, it's Greek, from around the time of Christ, discovered in Ultima Thule. So, I mean, we could possibly see if the museum has anything around the same time frame and geographic location.
Are you looking over your notes?
This is stuff you've sent us about the Nakatic manuscripts.
Right. He's looking at Winds Unknown to Adad, which is not the Nakatic manuscripts.
Oh.
That's just what I wanted to clarify there.
Sorry, got confused.
Yeah, the Throne of Blood is the amphora.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Yeah, you didn't recognize the Nakatic manuscripts, which I believe are Greece, Italy, somewhere in there is where the most complete version of that is. Winds Unknown to Adad, as far as you know, are Baghdad Museum in London.
Yeah, that's the other one.
Based on what Sloan has said in some of the footage, you believe that there has to be notes and tablets and stuff at Rassam's. You won't actually know until you get access.
Right.
So I guess the question is, do you want...
Sloan said that he had been... what did he say? Rassam researched the Father of War for decades and collected tablets.
Correct. Whether or not it's more, whether or not it's more complete, whether or not it's less, that's what you're just going to have to decide. Where do you want to put your assets and your time?
Either way, we need to get in Rassam's.
Yeah, I'd say that's where.
So do you want, because you're going to need an expert, so it would basically have to be Hastings. Hastings would need to stay in Baghdad for at least several more days to continue to work on what you've got.
I say we just photo catalog what we've identified right now and then head back. We should be able to get that done in like half a day and then...
Hmm. Yeah, we can do that.
If we hadn't, I mean, we were doing that before Hastings even joined us.
So. Right. How do we want to put together this strike? Are we going to try going through the handler? Are we going to try and bribe someone on base? Are we going to try and go through channels on the base?
Yeah, that's part of what Nasser was working on, just seeing who was available, if there are any bodies that we could use. I mean, obviously, if we can do it without spending our money, that would be preferable. But so far, getting things through our handler has not been very forthcoming.
Not when I botch rolls. No.
I don't know. What did we reach out to the handler for? Oh,
about the Sloan? The Elder Sign.
Yeah.
I know I botched that roll.
I think I have notes on that, yeah. I'm pretty sure you did, too. I won't even make it an idea roll, just kind of something that Hastings might think about. Many hands make light work. If you could get more people working on this, it would move faster.
Right.
There are other qualified individuals as part of the museum already, but you would have to leverage it.
Okay.
Jennifer has 60 bureaucracy. However, she is posing as an archaeologist and has zero in archaeology.
I will take an idea roll for Jennifer.
Is that just intelligence?
Yeah. Yeah, int by 5.
It's 47 under... 65.
So she is a case officer who works in foreign service. It occurs to you that something that hasn't occurred maybe to you until now. What has, at least I don't think it has, what has ISIL's response been to the attack on Rassam? Because people died. Something happened. You know that there are ISIL soldiers there.
Right.
Oh, we do know that they are ISIL soldiers.
Well, you have a good guess.
Okay.
I guess to be fair...
We know they aren't the coalition forces.
Correct. You know they aren't the coalition forces and that they shot at your drone. I guess to be fair, you don't know. But you have no signals intelligence that recommends or that suggests that they're Peshmerga. So unless they're...
My drone wasn't seen.
I mean, they could be, I'm trying to think, they could be, Turkish or Iranian. They could be someone else in the field, you guess, but that's probably unlikely. Just something that occurs to you is like, you at no point has that sort of crossed your mind. What has their response been? And if it is their soldiers?
It's been small. They're trying to cover it up, maybe.
I will let you connect the dots. I don't know if you got anywhere with Hastings, Jeff, but I thought about, I'd just throw that idea out there as well as a concept.
She would throw out to the group, what if we, who did she say she worked for? What if we were able to come up with a sizable donation for the museum and in return we get extra hands to work on this?
Yeah. What's a sizable donation for a museum?
I have no idea.
I mean, you would know from working in museums.
That's true.
You would know what seems appropriate. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of it is grant work. A lot of it is donations of artifacts. Some of it is cash. But obviously, those other two sit better than the third.
Maybe we can possibly negotiate a home for some of this stuff after.
Well, yeah.
Depends on how DG would feel about that. I'm sure they got a warehouse 14 somewhere.
Don't they know that we're supposedly colleagues of Rassam's?
Who? The museum?
The museum.
I don't think you pitched yourselves quite as colleagues.
Mm-mm. Acquaintances.
Oh, did we?
I think I dropped his name. I remember that. Okay. I don't remember what I called us to him, but
it's so hard to keep track of the lies.
I mean, you could pitch, at being American, I would think that you could try and pitch the idea of what's potentially recovered at Rassam's being brought back to the Baghdad Museum.
Yeah.
That's an option. Yeah. I mean, it, you know, filling in missing tablets, he would have had plenty of, I mean,
any other artifacts that we find while in country.
You're not snagging the amphora, probably, you know, but if you were able to get a hold of art, pottery, tablets, you do know from the video his house and both that underground bunker were full of that kinds of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. What would Hastings need to do? Is there a role or is there...
Let's. I mean, we can do some role-playing if you'd like. What would you like to do? Are you going to talk to... I don't know.
The director of the museum of Baghdad.
Right.
Yeah. Talk to the administration.
Sure.
Someone who will see dollar signs when she starts talking about this stuff. Not necessarily somebody who's all into the art. We want the business guy.
Okay.
Yay, let's keep leveraging shit we don't have.
Hey, art's no joke. Did you hear about the Queen of England? Like how much money that just in her lifetime that she had made off art investments? Mm-mm. It was ridiculous. I think it was like $60 billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
That she profited just by investing in art.
What do we think the lead administrative position would be? Director?
For a museum?
Yeah.
I would assume so.
We'll call it director. Fair enough title.
Director of acquisitions.
Director of acquisitions. I like that.
Lead procurement officer.
I think we'll go with director of acquisitions. I didn't spell acquisitions right, but that's close enough. It's just my notes. You've been there for several days. You can definitely speak to the director of acquisitions, whose name is Nadir Al-Mirza.
Set up a lunch, something like that.
Sure. Dr. Hastings. Let's see what's appropriate. Maybe coffee, a small cafe somewhere in Baghdad, somewhere that's safe. Baghdad still is, you know, kind of tumultuous.
Yeah.
Dr. Hastings. I had heard you've been enjoying some of the museum. How is your research going, if I may ask?
Slowly.
It is unfortunate. Yes, the pillaging of the museum has made it difficult, to say the least.
Well, it's part of what I would like to discuss with you.
Ah, really? Of course. What would you like to discuss?
In our endeavors in the region, we would like to, redistribute some of the artifacts, some of the art, whatever we're able to recover.
Ah, and you are in the market for such redistributions.
Well, we kind of assumed that you would be.
Of course. My colleagues led me to believe that you were here on purely, shall we say, academic pursuits. This sounds a little more about acquisitions.
Use the word benefactor.
I mean, it's never not about acquisitions, is it?
Not in my line of work.
Right. Mine either. But with the looting and everything like that that's gone on, I mean, I would love to see some of this be brought back to its home in the Baghdad Museum. And if we're able to do that for you guys, would you have have extra hands that we could throw at these translations? Oh. It's gonna take a lot for me to do this by myself.
I see. You want to make some sort of social role for me, Jeff?
As in?
I might let you use bureaucracy. What else we got? Let me look at the character.
Persuade.
Persuade is probably okay. I'd even let you maybe use archaeology. You're going to get different things by using different roles. Let's put it that way. We'll make some sort of cost benefit to you, because otherwise you'll just pick the largest one.
Right. Well, they're all pretty much the same.
Okay. You'll get different. I'm trying to make it so that you get different responses depending on what you roll.
And you've seen the footage of the artifacts at Rassam's place.
So right.
You would be able to explain some of its value to him, I would imagine.
Yeah. I would like to try and do that in a way that doesn't say, hey, we're going here to get this stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you could lean on your archaeology background for that. to re-roll.
10 under 40.
You seem to have a line on some unique pieces.
Well, we did come here looking for the winds unknown to a Dodd specifically. And
yes, the museum does hold quite a collection of those tablets.
But from what we've learned, not the only one.
I believe that the London Museum, I believe that we had the more complete set prior to the war. It's difficult now knowing exactly who has the most accurate copy.
Well, we've come into a little bit of intelligence saying that there was a private collection.
Ah, and this particular piece is of interest to you.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, if we could better complete our copy, if we could perhaps, if you'd be willing to help publish some more detailed translations than what is currently available, I would think that that would be of significance to the University of Baghdad or the Baghdad Museum.
Excellent. But in order for whatever we find and bring back to be of any worth to you, you're going to have to catalog and translate what you have.
That's definitely going to be a persuade, and that's going to be at like a minus 10 penalty. You are asking him to do, you're asking him to get people to do work before you've coughed anything up. It's not impossible. It looks impossible. But you can tick persuade.
Yep.
I appreciate your zeal. To translate such a massive set of Akkadian tablets, to organize it would require, and of course there are many researchers here all on their own projects. It would take some major reorganization. I don't know without the.
Aren't you the director of acquisitions? Acquire it.
I just imagine Jeff Hastings at this meeting. It belongs in a museum.
It's for academia.
We would need a little bit more to convince them to be working on
a little something a little more concrete.
Yes, at this point it has nothing to do with my faith in your abilities, Dr. Hastings, to get a hold of this stuff, but I think that the prestige that such an article that someone may be able to publish about the Baghdad Museum would be significantly more of interest to the researchers here.
Yeah. Okay.
You stick a feather in his cap and make him look better than the London Museum, then yes, he will see to it that people work on it, because then they could write some sort of joint academic history paper, and at a time when Iraq is completely shattered by war, make it the most complete and most accurate translation. Sure.
I mean, if we go to Rassam's and we find the same or more of what the museum has, we're going to need help translating it anyway.
Yes, that's true. And those motherfucking tablets are going to be heavy.
Right. Which is why Captain Dan is looking for transport.
Also, Jeff, give me an int by five roll for Hastings.
Pass.
Oh, yeah, lucky.
70 under 75.
How much do you want an accurate translation of Winds Unknown to a Dodd published?
Yeah.
Okay, just throwing it out there. Yeah.
Fuck them kids.
Hey, kids, do you like violence?
Well, no. I mean, if Hastings writes the book, she gets to dictate the narrative.
But you'll have plenty of other translators who are, who want to help.
Right.
Just something.
But she'll be the one double-checking their work. And she'll have final say on what the translation actually says.
This shit ain't making it back to the museum.
Where'd that convoy go?
Just keep writing checks our asses can't cash.
It can make it back here, but I mean, it's already been looted once.
Yeah. Just put it by the back door. Just lay it down right there.
Okay. What else is everybody else doing? So then I guess the other thing is are you headed back to...
Yes.
You're headed back to the base. So
we'll get photo record of everything we've done and take it with us.
Sure. You have some preliminary notes. I can look and maybe give you a little bit.
Right.
It's not... You don't have a complete set yet. You don't have even like a preliminary study. You know how in the Call of Cthulhu, like you would get like a skim read and then you would get like a full read?
Yeah.
You have not yet achieved a skim read yet.
Correct. Gotcha.
Anybody else? We're moving on to the 13th.
Who's got good bureaucracy? Nasser?
Where at?
Olson, because she's back.
Olson?
Yep.
Maybe.
No, she's not as good as Nasser, though.
Oh, really?
Nasser's 70. She's 50.
Got it.
Maybe reach out to our handler and try and find out if there is a friendly unit in the region that we could use to form this strike.
We're going to make that call, huh?
Somebody's going to have to, and apparently you have a lot better bureaucracy than any of the guys I'm holding. I got a couple of 40s. That's about it.
Yeah, Nasser's definitely going to do that, since Major Mary Olson just basically infiltrated his base without acknowledging him.
Yeah,
you did do that.
Just play dumb. She did what? Because you know for a fact he fucking knows at this point.
So Mary, on the way back during the flight, was pondering as she was daydreaming out of the window of the jet.
Just drawing elder signs on the back of it, on the back of chairs on the plane.
Scratching it in all the windows.
Sloan had mentioned that.
And you lose a sand, and you lose a sand, and you lose a sand.
Why are that child's eyes glowing?
Because fuck them kids.
That Sloan mentioned that it demanded respect, mm-hmm. and that it could be transcribed on physical objects.
Correct.
So would it be worth considering inscribing on armor?
He did specifically have a line earlier that said it makes a piss poor flak jacket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
are we to become the Eldritch Legion?
I just thought I'd make cool patches.
Yeah. No, you need to stop by a mint and have, like, necklaces made.
I was thinking back to John Carpenter's Vampires, where they were carving crosses into the bullets.
Yeah. Mm.
If we could do that with an elder sign.
So Nasser is calling Colonel Gwynn?
Yes.
And yeah. We'll still say this is still a 12.
Okay.
This better be good.
Ooh,
you roll bureaucracy?
No, that's fantastic.
That's crit.
Yeah.
Okay.
44 under 70.
This is the only way you got him to stay on the line for more than 30 seconds.
Don't hang up.
Gwynn here. How's the task force?
We're doing okay. We're chasing down some leads. We've got a bit of an obstacle that we're going to need some manpower to overcome.
Explain.
A location, heavily fortified, non-coalition forces, most likely ISIL fighters. We're going to need some type of strike force. The intel contained in there is pretty vital.
Okay. Based on the signals intelligence we received, the footage, I would advise an escort over a strike team. We need to, as part of your mandate, we need to limit the number of individuals exposed. You can get some muscle to handle the heavy lifting, but you folks need to go. You folks should probably be the only ones inside the vault.
I see. And resistance on location?
I would consider that collateral damage at worst. You need to assess potential threats. You're going to need to provide a cover story for the strike team.
Would this be worth tying this into the operations around Mosul as part of the coalition's strikes? Or
I would avoid attracting attention.
So no. Okay.
I would, you could play it as a tactical forward maneuver, critical intelligence. It's possible. I can make some maneuvers for you, but it will take time. If you've got anything local, it might be easier. But I would advise caution in terms of anyone other than the task force coming into direct contact with some of the stuff that's behind that compound's walls.
Of course.
Are you planning on using U.S. military forces or other?
We have entertained the idea of utilizing the Peshmerga.
Okay. I can ask through channels, but it will likely take longer than you want. You sound as if you're ready to go quickly.
We think the intel might already be compromised, so it is time sensitive.
Okay. I can begin to make some calls, but it might be best if you see what you can. And there's kind of a heavy pause on the phone. Requisitioned locally.
Understood.
I'll be in touch.
Damn. That man is a fucking tin can sealed up shut tight with a crit. That's all we got.
Yeah. Never discussed talk. Your plans with you and laid out your best course of action. You don't have to do fuck all what he said.
This is the by the book answer.
The handler.
I mean, the fact that he even entertained using non-U.S. military.
I didn't say we were.
He is, of course, in Germany. So.
Okay, so U.S. military's out.
Unless we can requisition some off the base.
Yeah, 3 weeks from now.
Or just pay him.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just have to use whatever's local, whether it's private.
I mean, you also, you could, I mean, and it's something that he alluded to that you all would know. You could have, hey, this is, you know, as a crypto analyst, we've decided this is an asset of strategic importance. We need to get in there. I mean, you could level. That's not what I meant.
Leverage.
You could leverage the.
There's a couple of the targets on this list in that facility.
You could spoof up some SIGINT to suggest that that's the case. I mean, you could leverage Irene to help spoof up that information.
She is desperate to get somebody off of her list.
You don't really know that any of her targets are there, but you do have a list of her targets, so you have an idea of who you could say is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there are options there, but each one is going to come with risks.
Am I able to actually look up the stuff that you brought up earlier?
What?
ISIL's response to Raseem's death?
Sure.
Like,
yeah. She's not back where you are yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, theoretically.
Like, look at what Dabiq is publishing. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's obviously going to be stuff from.
Correct.
I would say at a minimum, the religious like, even police. When we are separate locations, that we at least have like a team call at least once a day.
You can make a phone call.
Like, no, I agree. Yeah. No, if you want him to do that, sure.
Yeah. Like, let's be using the time that we have.
I agree. I've been waiting for you to say so.
Okay.
You want to treat this like 1880s and, you know, Pony Express this shit. I'll let you take as much time as you want.
I don't.
I wouldn't advise you to. No, there is. I mean, I'll say it takes you that day to look.
Okay.
There is no mention in Dabiq of any of those events happening. There's no mention of any that, you know, obviously there's no footage, but there's nothing like, OMG, we lost our brave fighters, or there's nothing.
The recent incident with the tanks, who's
Irene sent us that information.
Yeah, who was it in the tanks? Was it?
It was
Iraqis.
Yeah.
It was Iraqis. Okay. I'm just trying to think, other than it being sensitive information, why they would cover it up, other than if they're trying to weaponize it.
I mean, they don't have control over whatever it is. No way in hell.
They wouldn't need to control it. They would just need to direct it.
Or do they just not have any idea what it is, and they'd rather not say anything about it than admit that there is something going on that they don't know?
I mean, they're at war. I don't think they have the luxury of that right now.
The luxury of saying, hey, there's something scarier than the Americans?
And it's already killing people within the city limits?
Again, it would just be more signals intelligence or more utilizing sources or more, you know, it depends on what you want to do. How do you want to answer that question? What are you leaning?
Damn. Really wish.
I mean, how do we think that large scale communications would be happening from, like, let's say an authority figure to the citizens
in Mosul?
Mm-hmm.
Probably local broadcast.
Just local broadcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably easily monitored.
Yeah. I mean, like, you're tapped into a massive network of things. It's just a question of what you're looking for and how you leverage it. I mean, you know that was a raid ordered by Al Hizba.
Right.
There are people monitoring Al Hizba. You know that, you know, there were journalists from Dabiq. It's easy enough to pull up Dabiq. It's just a question of what you need to lean into.
Right.
If you want someone to infiltrate Dabiq's offices and look at their notes, that's a task. You
know? Right.
If you want to Google Dabiq's recent issue and read it, yeah, that's pretty fucking easy.
Yeah.
So it all depends on how you want to approach it. Hopefully, as we've played this some more, it's kind of making sense on how you can lean and leverage different things.
I would want to look into the people who are monitoring Al Hizba, because Dabiq, I mean, Dabiq would be something I could easily Google, whereas I would need to get some information from somebody for
we need secure communications surveillance inside of Mosul is what we need. We need to know what they're saying that's not being broadcasted on locals.
Yeah, I mean, has DeBeek said anything about these up-and-coming influencers disappearing?
Just by looking at the latest issues of the latest issue of DeBeek, no. That I'll give you without even a roll. I mean, you're Googling and finding the latest issue of DeBeek.
How often is DeBeek published?
Monthly.
Okay. When was the latest issue published?
The first week of April, so within the last week.
Okay. So we're not getting shit else from DeBeek, so let's look into finding out the information about Al Hizbah.
Yeah, we never did find anything out about the guy who set up the raid, did we?
Just that he was on the Irene's list.
Oh, really?
You would know that Daoud El Said of Al Hizbah was the one who authorized the raid.
Right.
Right. So where is he now? Where, what kind of information can we find as to why Rassam was targeted? Other than somebody dug up an old blueprint or, what was it?
It wasn't a blueprint. It was a,
It was the paperwork to get it built.
Yeah, it was a permission slip, essentially, as well.
Yeah. Building permit.
Yeah. Building
permit. Thank you.
Yeah.
God, I could not think of that word. It seemed like a very obscure...
It's a pass.
Is it?
Exactly.
It seems like a very obscure way of finding a way to end up somewhere.
Right.
That's a little different than...
Almost like somebody was specifically looking for a reason to go after Rassam.
Exactly.
Right.
So what was your question?
We're just looking into any kind of communications from Al Hizbah, like talking to the people who are monitoring them.
Yeah.
You'd given me a couple of options.
Yeah, I was just wondering what the specific ask was. I don't like some of the way that this is played. You guys are playing it a little bit differently, so I'm trying to credit that. I'm just making sure that I also am not completely fucking over what the structure of his game is either.
Oh, okay.
So what was the exact ask? Which one are you asking in that?
We're wanting to know what kind of communications or are coming out of Al Hizbah. Like, we know that from DeBeek, there's nothing that's been published. If there would have been something published, it would have had to have been an article written within a week of it being published. We know that there's nothing else from DeBeek that's going to come out for another month because it's only published monthly. So, like, what are the religious police saying? Okay. Has there not been a single...
Are there internal reports on what happened?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, something's not adding up here.
Since that's the question, I'm going to change kind of what I do a little bit. We need to start coming up with people that are things that you're interacting with as well.
Okay.
Like
a network of things I'm monitoring.
Correct.
Okay.
Because you just don't automatically have all access to all signals intelligence, just carte blanche.
Okay.
So part of it is that you're going to, just like they're reaching out to contacts, you're reaching out to contacts as well. It's almost a bureaucracy ask, but I want to credit the fact that you have extremely high signals intelligence and you can talk the talk. You know what I mean?
Right. Not only that, my computer science is also computer science and signals intelligence are both at 80%. And if we're crediting how high you can roll without rolling over, I rolled the best I possibly could.
On the money.
This is an electronics pursuit roll. Just need to integrate chase rules into this.
Okay, you begin reaching out to sources and looking into that. I'm rolling into the 13th.
I just need to establish some like tech guy communications that
correct
that we're like, we don't necessarily have to be like, we're just like team speaking through through our stuff. Like, hey, you got anything on this? Let me check. There's just a couple of IT guys.
That happens.
That way that they don't typically go through proper channels because it's like, by the time I talk to somebody and they give me access, I could have had it a week ago.
So we go into the 13th, unless anybody has anything else that they want to do. So you're looking into that.
Yep.
Do we want to look into U.S. military forces or private?
We've got U.S., private, and Iraqi, as far as I can tell, that we have access to on base.
Right. Right? What do you want to do first?
We just stick a stand up, says hiring for side mission.
Stand in the middle of the base with a glowing exclamation point
correct
over our head.
100%.
Yeah.
One.
It wore the NPC in this one.
Preference?
I'm like every day that ticks off, I'm more concerned about that place.
I know. That's why I want to get a roll going.
I say we just burn the money and get it done.
Okay. We'll look up private first.
Okay. Who is looking into it?
Captain Dan, if he can. I'm assuming military science would work.
It would.
Pass. 46 under 60. These dice definitely roll better than any of the others.
We're all rolling really well tonight. Too bad we're not doing anything crucial.
Save that shit for the raid.
Okay. You begin making some contacts. You begin reaching out and trying to find some stuff. We roll into the 13th. The Baghdad team has now returned, so those folks are available.
That's everybody back on base but Werner, right?
Correct.
Okay.
We're on the 13th?
Yes.
Okay. One more day for Werner.
You do discover that there was an investigation into the incident at Rassam's.
This is from ISIS or ISIL.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
The investigation was assigned to an Amn al-Dawla official, which I believe is the religious police. His name is Ahmed al-Jabiri. He looked into it. The investigation began on the 24th of March, 2016. The SIGINT data lets you know that there was some connection drawn between the casualties at the Rassam home and a massacre of three ISIL fighters at a checkpoint the night before. So the night of the 23rd of March.
Was there any indication that they recovered any of the footage?
I think if you look your timeline, that's impossible.
Okay.
Because I think that they wouldn't have looked into it until the day after Sloan was there.
Okay.
As far as you know, they would have no idea of the footage.
Right. So there is only one copy of this.
Correct.
As long as Sloan didn't make any more, there should only be a copy. As long as anybody who's touched it in Germany.
That's right. There was only one camera guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see the other.
For some reason, I was thinking there was more than one camera.
Then the other thing, obviously, to keep in mind is why were they called in for an investigation?
How would they even have known?
Only the person that sent them.
A possibility.
Yeah, the person who sent them. And I mean, the fact that this whole crew of guys just never showed back up.
Idea roll.
What is that?
57.
No shit. What am I rolling against?
Intelligence by five.
Intelligence by five? Yeah, that's a pass.
Did everybody die?
Did we?
The only people that made it, I'm pretty sure everyone went into the bunker.
Everybody went into the bunker except for two were dead.
We don't know that.
I saw a few die on camera.
Yeah.
We saw, what were they, servants? We saw the servants die, right?
You had the old man and you had his granddaughter.
Granddaughter, yeah. And we saw them die. We saw Rassam die. Rassam got shot.
This is Jeff deciding he's going to go back and re-listen to the episode.
Yeah. I don't know that we saw the granddaughter die or the servant. I know the servant freaked out when Rassam died.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he was killed.
I could have swore we
The saw only that. Person that was shot and killed.
I remember that
okay.
was Rassam.
No, I'm pretty sure that the other two died when we were running away because your character was trying to shoo them out. I thought.
Shoo them out of where? Out of the bunker?
No.
He was going crazy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I lost my...
Hastings is going to go back and rewatch the footage.
Which sounds like Jeff needs to go back and listen to the episode.
Okay.
I left things intentionally vague with certain folks.
Okay.
So there are certain folks that I know for sure I described died. And there are certain folks
that didn't.
That I left it ambivalent.
Okay.
So basically you could be like, I didn't see this person die. You know what? And then that provides more opportunities for investigation.
Did we find anything out about what was investigated and what were the results of the investigation?
You do not with that SIGINT investigation.
But that tells us something right there, though. The religious police sent the initial group out to Rassam's. The shit went down. Religious police launch an investigation. That means that the religious police were not aware that what happened was going to happen.
Do we think that's who's holding the site now?
We don't know.
Yeah.
We wouldn't know the difference between...
Just to explain, I think you guys have this... You do. You guys have this on your org chart, which is going to be important here. The Al-Hizba, which is the religious police, through Dawood El-Sayed, is who sent them on the house raid.
Yeah, right? I've got Dawood written down.
Okay, but Amn al-Dawla is ISIL counterintelligence.
Oh, he's not Al-Hizba.
Correct.
Oh.
That's why I was trying to make, you know, for your notes, the Amn al-Dawla.
Yeah, that's important.
Which, if you look at your chart, falls under the Oh, that's right. Hold on. Just close my chart. You guys have the chart so you can look at it. You'll get to it faster than I.
It's under the Secret Service.
Correct.
The enemy. Yes. Yeah, the Secret Service has four branches under it. One, which is special operations. One, which is internal security. One, which was counterintelligence, who's the guy we're talking about. And one that is foreign operations.
So you're talking about the difference between sort of a, I mean, the religious police are more of a municipal sort of, you know, it's a religious arm. I think it falls under military technically, but it's farther down on the chart. Whereas this is security.
So it's quite possible.
Yeah, it's under the Al-Hizba is under the military council / security council.
So Amn al-Dawla is a significant step
up.
It's a significantly step, a different step anyway.
Okay, so
since it's counterintelligence, you're talking about like CIA type shit, you know, black bag jobs. These are not your run of the mill police officers.
We could actually have cover identities under Al-Askari, under the special operations or Al-Hizba.
I mean, yeah, once you get the right paperwork.
In the org chart, it literally says cover identities for Delta Green Task Force 01132.
Quinn told us they were putting together ISIL covers for us.
Oh, okay.
We just don't have them yet.
Yeah, we asked about that when we were trying to infiltrate Mosul.
There's literally a ministry of foreign fighters and suicide bombers in the org chart.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, the Al-Hizba's intentions were not to unleash this thing on the population of Mosul. I just can't see any logic in... And from what we're hearing about the investigation with the ISIL secret police or whatever, it sounds like the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing with that. So we might be looking at like a rogue faction of Al-Hizba trying to utilize ancient.
Or were they tipped off by the secret police or whatever they are? And they were looking for an excuse to get into Rasam's.
Al-Hizba?
No.
The higher ups. So yeah. You're suggesting they do know. Why would they launch the investigation then about it? As just cover up?
To occupy the site.
Yeah, that would be a good excuse. My question is, and I don't know why they wouldn't be, why aren't they trying to stop it as bad as we are wanting to stop it as well? I mean, it's literally killing their people. Yet these attacks just keep happening and happening. And so far, the only action that we've seen taken against it is some guys standing around Rasam's.
And curfews.
Yeah, there are curfews.
I don't know. If somebody knew about this and went in there to find it.
And from the chaos we saw in the video, it didn't look like anybody was expecting to find that.
No, but everybody who was there was from Al-Hizba, weren't they?
Not technically, no.
No?
I mean, you're...
We had the muscle.
Representative, I mean, yes and no. Like, you're there from Dabiq, but you're there under the orders of Al-Hizba.
Right.
You know, it...
We are there on behalf of Al-Hizba.
Yes.
They're the ones who put the whole thing together.
Yeah, correct.
But if somebody pointed Al-Hizba at Rasam, if they knew something about what was in there...
They knew it was going to be released.
Right. Because they were told specifically to destroy pre-Islamic artifacts on camera, right?
Yeah. They were. So why? What's the motive for releasing that?
The bat phone rings.
It's for you, Jennifer. That ain't the way to fun.
Our title track, Mama Told Me Not to Come, composed by friend of the podcast Ian Shannon, with additional vocals by Lucas Patterson and Cody Grady. You can find more of Ian's work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com, YouTube, or anywhere you can download podcasts. Enjoy talking nerdy? Follow the podcast with other listeners on the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody. It is, don't